Staff at the Department of Public Instruction have had their hands full lately. They're having to backtrack and explain the math and English language arts standards to the public that were adopted by Wisconsin a full 3 years ago. Emily Amundson is the director of the Common Core State Standards team at DPI.
Common Core State Standards are educational standards that simply explain what a student should know and be able to do at a particular grade level. It's not a curriculum, it's not a teaching methodology, it's not a textbook.
DPI is trying to shift the focus of a debate that has been heating up around the country over Common Core back to the actual standards. Standards that Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Evers insists aren't controversial.
I've never, ever, ever, ever heard one person come to me and say, I don't like this standard, standard 25 or standard 150. I've never heard that. It's all around process and politics.
The Common Core standards are an effort to boost student achievement in the U.S., which is lagging behind many other industrialized nations. They are intended to make sure a high school graduate is college and career ready. That means not having to take a remedial class once they arrive at college. Or in the workforce, it means being able to read and understand a technical manual for a piece of equipment they need to run. Kathy Compton-Lilly is an associate professor in curriculum and instruction at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
The Common Core is based on what we call backward design. So it looks at what kids need to be able to do to be college and career ready. And then it goes backwards. So it says, if we want kids to be college and career ready, here are the things we'd like them to be able to do in 12th grade. Then they should do this in 11th, and this in 8th, and this in 7th, and this in 4th.
More specifically, a third grader under Common Core needs to know the basics of multiplying and dividing, and is starting to work with fractions. The kindergarten student needs to be able to count to 100 and will learn the alphabet. The standards also place more emphasis on informational texts, and they teach multiple pathways to solving math problems. The Math and English Language Arts standards Wisconsin had prior were much more sparse, and they only covered 4th, 8th, and 12th grades. Kathleen Porter-McGee of the conservative think tank The Fordham Foundation co-authored a study that rated state standards across the nation. She says Wisconsin's old standards failed.
There wasn't enough content to really drive teaching and learning in any kind of a meaningful way. And then what expectations were there, I think, were often vague to the point of meaningless. Effectively, it's as if Wisconsin had standards in name only, but not in substance.
Porter-McGee says the Common Core state standards are much more rigorous. But are they rigorous enough? Some Tea Party Republicans and Governor Scott Walker say no, while others say in the early years the standards ask too much of kids. Porter-McGee says that's where states have some say. They can add to Common Core to better make it their own.
You can add in and use the standards with local authors. You can make explicit the focus on accuracy and precision in math. You could add some standards that really emphasize developmentally appropriate curriculum in kindergarten and first grade. I mean, there are a lot of things that you could do to really enhance what's there.
And now some Republican lawmakers in the state who've been skeptical of the standards are taking a closer look to see if there are any enhancements they might want to make. They could also decide they want to drop the standards and have Wisconsin do something on its own. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.